Another key element of my preparation as an evangelist is to seek the wisdom of God. I feel and I find that many people, in a desire, in an untaught and an uninformed zeal to be useful for God and to be an evangelist, make themselves obnoxious to those around them. They're forcing the issue, they're forcing the gospel, and there's a lack of wisdom in how to deal with particular cases. Perhaps they have such a strong desire to see this person saved, and out of that desire to see that person saved, they're actually being counterproductive. They're harming their situation, and they're harming the gospel. And so we need wisdom. Paul prayed for the Philippians that they might, that their love might abound in knowledge and all judgment, that they might approve that which is excellent, and that they might have truth and faithfulness without offence. And that's the key element. As we are zealous, and as many are zealous, that we're not counterproductive, that we have wisdom when to hold back, because there are times when it's wrong to evangelise. There are times when it is wrong to speak of Christ. In those times when we're casting our pearls before swine. In those times when we have spoken the gospel, and the gospel to that individual is a platform for them to blaspheme the gospel, then it's wise for me to hold back. It's wise for me to be quiet. There are times then when my life has to be the message. That's what Joseph found when he lived in Potiphar's house. Potiphar saw him, and he said that the Lord God was with him, and everything he did prospered. Saul said the same of David. David was hunted like a partridge on the mountain, and Saul looked at David and saw that the Lord was with him and prospered him. And so there are times when I have to stop speaking and just live the gospel.